Most people expect millennials to be increasingly accepting and tolerant of social changes, especially when it comes to race and gender. And momentum over recent decades had seemed to suggest that a growing percentage of the population was supportive of women in the workplace and more flexible roles between men and women at home. But new research by the University of Maryland suggests that younger generations may be increasingly comfortable with more traditional gender roles and responsibilities at home. To learn more, I'm joined by doctoral candidate and researcher Joanna Pepin. Joanna, what did the specific numbers tell you about how millennials are feeling about this?
We found that youth increasingly supported women at work and even mothers at work, and that continued over the course of our survey data. But we did see a different trend in youth's beliefs about gender and families. So like the other trends, starting in the mid-1970s, youth increasingly supported men and women's equal sharing of housework and decision-making. But in the mid-1990s, the trend towards support for equality reversed course.
So the assumption that many of us have gone by that just generations will, I'm going to use the word enlightened, you don't have to agree with that word, but that we become more enlightened on this, seems to have gone in a different way at home, but not in the workplace. Were there certain factors that would have indicated a reason for that?
We were surprised. The population is changing in such a way that we expected to find increasing support for women's equality, both at work and in the home. And that was surprising that we didn't see that. And we have been really puzzled trying to find out why we were seeing this. It's much easier for us to describe what we found than to interpret why.
Were there factors at work, you think, in the greater sense of things that would indicate, did something happen in the mid-90s? Was there something that would have indicated a possible change?
The larger piece of the puzzle that we were trying to tap into was this, a lot of things seem to have stalled in the mid-1990s, which is what previous research has found about adults' attitudes, is that they increasingly became more progressive until about the mid-1990s. And then for adults, we see more of a stall rather than a reversal. And the same thing happened with lots of other behavioral indicators. We saw, you know, women were closing the pay gap between men and women at work, and then that seemed to stall right about the same time. Women's labor force participation was increasing, and then we again saw a stall around that time. The time gap between men and women doing housework, that was closing, and then that also slowed considerably. So there's a lot of evidence pointing to, you know, a stall in this gender revolution around that time.
And what was the difference between how male and female attitudes have changed?
It all went in the same direction. So young women were consistently more egalitarian in their beliefs across all of our attitude indicators. But the gap between men and women's beliefs and equality didn't change over time. So they all followed the same pattern.
Can we read anything from how the 2016 presidential election went? Was there any indication that millennial voters surprised people by voting for one candidate over the other, considering what people may have anticipated being more progressive views, at least on the role of a woman?
Yeah, it's a little bit outside of our research. What's consistent is the pattern of youth expressing support for women's leadership, as we see lots of youth were supporting, you know, Clinton in her ability to run for president, but also then pairing this with an essentialist belief about values of masculinity and what leadership looks like.
There certainly seemed to be a movement, and perhaps this started in the mid-70s as well, that men would take on what had been considered more traditional female roles. We started hearing about the house husband more often, and maybe men would spend more time with their kids, or they would do more of the cooking, more of the cleaning, that sort of thing. Have men's roles continued to expand at home? Has that affected how men or how people feel about the man taking more of a role at home?
We do know that fathers are spending more time with their children, so that has gone up over time. Interestingly, mothers' time with children has also gone up over time, so that gap has closed a little bit, but not as much as you would think, because mothers are also increasing their time spent with their kids. Fathers have picked up some of the housework, but not nearly as much time doing housework as they have increased their time with children. And the gap between men and women's time doing housework has closed mostly because women are just doing less housework. So no one really wants to do the housework.
Do you see this trend sort of continuing based on the numbers you see?
It's difficult to predict what this means for the future. We know that youth, their attitudes are likely to change over time across the life course. So people become, you know, more or less supportive of traditional gender roles as they enter marriage and have kids, and then as they get divorced. So how these trends, you know, measured when they're, you know, just before they're entering the labor force or heading off to college is a little bit unclear. What is a little worrying is if they, you know, continue to not see a change, a need to change family dynamics, how future progress for women might take place. I'm cautious in relying on cohort replacement as the driving factor for future progress for women, because really our findings are showing that, you know, attitudes about gender are complex and often contradictory.
Joanna Pepin is a doctoral candidate at the University of Maryland. We've been talking about her work looking into gender roles.